Well, the last dog walk of the year. It's dark. I'm down a street with no lights. It's not really a street, it's a track, and I believe it's a dead end. Never been up here. I came up here to see where it goes, but I can't actually see anything, so that was pointless. The dog's happy, sniffing, completely oblivious to the imaginary line that's drawn by time between this year and next year, this decade and next decade. 2011 sounds like science fiction, yet in many ways I think the technological advances that have been science fiction for so long are already here, and a lot of people are embracing them. You might hear a babbling brook to the side of me. It's making me want to go to the toilet. This year is really the first time I've been able to look back upon a year and kind of scroll through what's happened. Not because I've kept a diary of sorts, but because I've logged and blogged so much. And it is fascinating to go, wow, was that this year? Was that only this year? Was that only this year? And I think this is a luxury and a benefit of many people out there who, well, quite simply just blog, whether it be audio blogs, video blogs, text, whatever. It's really nice to punctuate time in this way, and as we get older, to I guess have something to show for it other than the trinkets and objects we accumulate around us that cost us lots of cash, and the knowledge and lessons and wisdom that we accumulate, hopefully along the way, if we're doing things right, we are furthering ourselves and educating ourselves. Dog is looking very suspiciously ahead. I'm sure she can see or smell things in the dark that I can't. I think she's a bit scared of this road. And my eyes are trying to adjust, but I just blinded myself turning the phone on, so that ain't going to happen. So yeah, the year ahead. I'm not really one for... There's a big bird in the tree next to us. I'm not really one for New Year's resolutions, because I think that if you're going to do something, just do it. Don't wait for a day before you say, this is what I'm going to do, and when there's somebody walking down the path, that's what she's looking at. I'm going to turn around for fear of looking like an axe-wielding maniac out for a stroll talking to himself. So for me, there are things that I'd like to do. Growling angry dog behind me walking slightly faster, like not get attacked tonight, would be wonderful. I would also... That's all right. I thought it was a dog on its own. It is a dog with a person. Can't see anything in the dark. So, yeah. I'd like to get fitter. I'd like to... Uh-oh. We do have what looks like a loose dog. I'd like to... I know this is going to sound weird, but I would like to work a little bit more. I did look at the diary for 2011, and although there are some... seriously interesting projects, but there's a big gap right at the beginning. So although I think I've got the art of looking busy down to a T, as with anything around social technology, social media, you do an awful lot of stuff because you love doing that, and you probably don't get paid as much as you would like to. So that would be a wonderful thing. And it's not the money I'm after, just the survival, the comfortable survival in the knowledge that I don't have to diversify just yet. I sidestepped from photography because I knew that the photography industry was going to take quite a beating, and it did. And it happened very suddenly, from suddenly having a lot of very interested clients in using the press kind of photography that I was doing, to everybody going out and getting a camera. I guess it was probably me to blame. I do photography tuition. I had to train a lot of these people up for them to suddenly go, actually, no, this is great. We can do it ourselves. You're amazing. Thanks for that. Bye. So I'm sure the same is going to happen. And this is why 2011 is going to see more surfing the technological wave in order to hopefully stay ahead of the curve and not... paddling madly behind trying to keep up. Always easier said than done. So So yeah, but they're just hopes. They're not anything, you know, I can work towards by creating resolutions other than just carrying on doing the best I can. And I'm sure everybody out there who's facing the year ahead, I'm hoping that they're going to be doing it with hope and optimism, because you never ever know what's around the corner. And if you go back and look at what you were doing at the beginning of this year, and then look at what occurred as the year progressed, where every day really is different, every day is a new dawn, and anything can happen. Approaching civilization, so this is the first car threatening to knock me over in the dark. There we go. Survived. See? Instant survival. So yeah, have a wonderful celebration through the transition. I will be having a very quiet one, probably family in Jules Holland. Not going out in the my new surroundings, the new town, the new area of the UK that I'm living in now. Went out in the pub last night and it was really, really nice. But New Year's Eve sometimes can get a bit leery no matter where you are. So I'll be raising a glass, possibly of champagne, been sitting in the fridge for a while, and saying thank you everybody for being such wonderful digital and, as the geeks say, RL, real life friends. But for me, this is all real life, and whether or not we haven't met, we have met, or we're soon to meet. Happy New Year, and good luck in the next decade. And I hope you're as excited as I am.